Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mayor Q has always made it seem like the money faucet can be turned on whenever. So here's what he had to say on the drive yesterday about where that money's coming from. Let's first start to say with where he said why the Royals could end up downtown without a public vote.
Look, ultimately it's a decision of the Kansas City Royals, but I can tell you right now, Kansas City already has an offer and a package, particularly with state support, that lays out how the Royals, through incentives, through existing approaches that we have now and existing financing, is able to support the construction of a downtown baseball stadium. I respect the people. We will have public hearings till the cows come home. But because this is not a sales tax, because this is not a new tax, this is the sort of thing that doesn't actually have to go to a vote. And I don't say that to avoid any engagement publicly, but just in the same way that in Kansas they passed star bonds of the legislature that did not go to a vote of the people of the whole state of Kansas. Just like in Missouri, they just passed the Show Me Sports Investment Act. Kansas City, because we're the largest city in the region, because we're the flagship brand of the region, have abilities through our size, through our experience, to build big things. Just like we did with CPKC Stadium, we can get this stadium done. And I think this is the sort of thing where we can say we can get it done with some signatures on paper rather than going through a long, drawn-out further political process.
He's putting it in the Royals' court. He's saying we've already put on paper showing you how we will give you the funding that you have been requesting for a stadium, and that the Kansas City portion of that can be done through, to my understanding, through tax redistribution. Not that it wouldn't be like that's how they can do it without it. They're just moving funds around in the city budget in order to make that thing happen. He did say it is time for a decision, though.
This is time for a decision to be made. I think it's time for everybody to move. And I don't think it is the sort of thing where you cross the Rubicon and you can't necessarily go back. So I think that I stand in this situation, I don't do every day, with the Kansas Republican leaders who are saying, yeah, let's get this done by June 30th. I'm with them. I think Kansas City has put a great deal forward. I think it only makes sense in Jackson County to move ahead, no matter the politics or the people involved. And I think the teams recognize that. And they recognize you want to be in jurisdictions that have done this before. You know, one thing that's not talked about with the stadium projects and other jurisdictions that the Royals could go, how do you even handle the zoning? What do the people think? What's going to happen? You're going to demolish half North Kansas City? You're going to, like, bulldoze through Public Common and Overland Park? There's a lot of steps there. Downtown makes sense to a man and woman, every person saying, all right, I at least get that. I understand the people that are like, never leave Kauffman, folks. But I think there is a clear message here. There is clear monetary support. And I hope there's a clear answer coming up.
Now, I will say, I assume that there are smart people in Johnson County, Clay County, who could figure out zoning.
Yeah,
that's a bit rich for my blood, probably, at least on that end. But generally speaking, Gold, it seems like he wants to push the Royals to make a decision too.
Yeah, and they should. And I 100% that I think, you know, the end of it is time. I mean, you now know exactly where the financing mechanisms are going to come from on both sides of the state line. It sounds like the city has told the Royals, here's what we can also provide. The Chiefs one's a little more complicated because they still, if they stay in Jackson County, will need to go to a public vote, it sounds like, based on everything that is out there at this point in time. So I understand where they're at on that. The last part that would be the only part I would push back on. Like this idea that the state of Kansas or Overland Park couldn't figure out like zoning and how to redo streets and zoning and all. Give me a break. Like that's
we've already
that's,
done this. Like, it's like, when's the last time you built a stadium downtown?
But as far as everything else he said, I agree with. I really do. Everything else he said, the last part's the part where it's a little bit like, okay, that's just, hey, you're the mayor of KC Mo,
and
that's fine.
You're doing your version of, yeah, Kansas City, Missouri, be like, those guys can't even figure it out. Yeah. How will they take down businesses? I'm like, you guys. And this is the part I would push back on in this, and I'd be careful if I were him. You guys couldn't decide which road you were keeping open or closed up until the day people voted on something. So, like, you know, it takes time, but you'll figure it out. Look, I really do think both people should be turning the screws on the Royals right now. In my opinion, the Royals pretty much have the numbers at this point. You know what Kansas is giving you. You can get an accountant to run the bonds and know what it is between 55 and 70% of whatever they get funded on the star bonds. Let's say it's not the full 70% because that's still the thing Missourians will say about it. And you run the numbers of the 50% plus the city tax stuff. They're telling you they'll funnel over your way and decide the numbers versus the location versus the decision. Sit in a room for the next 48 hours and decide where you want to put the stadium and who you're going to put pen to paper on. And I do think he'll have pushback. Q will have pushback, and he can already hear it, like where he's like, hey, look, I'll have all the public forums you want, but I can do this, and I'm going to do it. So, like, no, he's not.
We've known
not
for a while for the Royals to stay in Missouri, there will not be a public vote. Like, the Royals are not going to public vote again. The Chiefs, I think, if they stay in Jackson County, will kind of have to, just because the county is taking the lead on the Chiefs' end. The Royals and the city are doing that, and that goes back to the whole, you know, Frank White issue as well. Like the Royals are not trying to get anything done through the Jackson County legislature. We're way past that. And so, let's see over the next couple of weeks where this is going to play out. I still think, I don't know if we'll know on June 30th. I think that's a little bit much, but first week of July-ish, yeah, like right after the 4th of July holiday, let's go, please. One way or the other.
I think that was when John Sherman spoke before the season,
he said June, July.
He said, yeah, sometime in these next 2 months, they'll have everything laid out for everybody to see.
This is not meant to like be an insult because like things move. His timeline estimate, which we all want, right? Because we ask for those things. Give me a timeline. Tell me when. Been a little off on his guesses on the we'll know.
Do you think this delays it?
No, this should, in my opinion, make the timeline still make sense.
It should be closer than ever.
You should know where you are going. I'll tell you this much. We're getting an update by June 30th, no matter what. Because if they haven't decided a location, Kansas is either going to say, well, we're still in the mix and we're going to extend the star bonds by 2 months, which will tell you negotiations are ongoing. Or if they let them expire, that's going to tell us the Royals in at least, or one of the two, are staying in Kansas or staying in Missouri.
Yeah, I mean, If it's true they don't need a vote for the Royals to stay in KC Mo, then
how are they not going to do a downtown stadium?
Then that would seem like the original idea that they wanted all along was a downtown ballpark.
Officially, you know? We'll be disappointed if it's not downtown now because of this. You got the state money. The city's offering you some. Let's not even say it's all the way to Kansas's money, and it's like 90%. Well, they're giving you what you want, though. You want downtown baseball in a downtown area where you can build stuff around. So, like, they're giving you... Like,
yeah, as long as
take 90 cents on the dollar, no offense.
As long as it is true, and based on the reports out there, it suggests as long as it is true that the Royals would not need a vote to stay in KCMO, then yeah, it seems like why wouldn't that be an option you take? If it's not true and that they need a vote, well then I don't think
I'm just saying if it's true and they don't need the vote, then take their money and build downtown exactly where you want it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.